Graphic design. It can be the difference between success and failure in your business. Today, we're going to talk about what is good graphic design and how to pick a graphic designer.
Today's podcast is brought to you by MarkAdamsMarketingSystems.com. Mark Adams is a serial entrepreneur who has started, built, and sold 6 businesses. Currently, he and his team help companies all over the world dramatically increase their sales by using his proven marketing systems to create, implement, and automate their marketing plans. If you'd like to learn more about today's topic or schedule a free 30-minute consultation to talk about your company's marketing, go to MarkAdamsMarketingSystems.com and click the Schedule Meeting button. Enjoy today's podcast. Here's our founder and CEO, Mark Adams.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this session of the Marketing Brief, where we help you improve your marketing in just a minute or two. Thank you for being here, and let's get started. I decided today to talk about graphic design based on a recent conversation I had with a client. This client, he's a really smart guy. He has a successful business, but his website, his business cards, his brochures, and all of his other graphic materials, they had no theme or uniform colors. He simply didn't realize that his customers couldn't identify with him as a professional company because his marketing materials weren't consistent and not of the quality his customers expected. The bottom line is your graphics are your image. Great graphics give your customers confidence to work with you. We came up with a new logo and a color scheme for him and put them on all of his marketing materials and his websites. Very shortly thereafter, he said he felt more professional and his staff felt like they were working for a larger, better-run company. Most importantly, his sales improved. Graphic design can make all the difference when done correctly. When not, there's just something missing. Any type of art or graphic design is truly in the eye of the beholder, and no logo or web design will appeal to all people. But there are a few simple things that all good graphics have in common. First and foremost is a uniform theme. All of your pages or your different websites, like your webpage, your Facebook, your Twitter page, or YouTube page, should have a similar or consistent theme. The colors should all match. That means they should almost flow and be consistent and recognizable from site to site. Uniform colors. I can't help but think of colors of college or pro sports teams. For instance, big college football fans, let's use an example in that. If you like college football, you know that burgundy and gold are probably USC. That's the first people you think of. Texas and Tennessee are associated with orange, even different shades of orange. Businesses do the same thing. When you think of UPS, don't you think of brown? Trucks are ugly, but you still think of brown. And none of these teams or businesses would ever think of changing their color scheme. I would encourage you to pick a color scheme or group of colors and stick with them. Keep it simple. How many times in your life have you heard that? That's because it's true, even more so in graphic design. Look at your favorite logos. The best ones are usually the most simple. Realize your designs will also be viewed from different angles, on different types of media, and possibly even in 3D. To imagine this, see your logo almost on, say, something like a t-shirt or a novelty pen, something that you might give away, an outdoor sign, vehicles, ad special items, things like that. If your logo can maintain its style and shape on these items, you're probably fine. But if you want to have some really, really nice shirts embroidered, remember, letters have to be big enough to sew, and you may have to make some changes to accommodate that. Just make sure you tell your designer that your artwork will be used on a variety of items, and to make sure it'll fit. Well, the next question, of course, is how to choose a graphic designer. You should feel comfortable dealing with them and ask to see a few samples of their work to make sure you like their style of design. Another important thing is to make sure you feel comfortable communicating with them. This is really important. Most graphic designers are great at design, but lack business experience and the ability to communicate as a business person. Once you decide, most designers will give you a few options of their artwork and be willing to make refinements until you're satisfied. Well, that wraps up today's marketing brief on graphic design. I hope this has been helpful. See you next time. Thanks for listening and best wishes on your marketing.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. To schedule a free 30-minute consultation to discuss how to better market your business, go to MarkAdamsMarketingSystems.com and click the Schedule Meeting button.